This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For years, they've been anticipating this moment. And the first pitch in Double Ray history will go directly to the Hall of Fame.
Celebrating 25 years of Tampa Bay Rays baseball.
This is the Tampa Bay Rays 25th Anniversary Podcast.
Host Neil Solons will be joined by members of the inaugural Hall of Fame class.
Towards the alley, Crawford going over, makes a headlong dive and a sensational flying catch in the alley for one away.
We'll also honor the greatest teams, players, and moments in franchise history with special guests along the way.
Longoria on the run. He gets there. The Rays are going to the postseason.
Swinging a ground ball to second. This should do it. Aki has it. Takes it to second himself. This improbable season has another chapter to it. The Rays are going to the World Series.
Swinging a fly ball to right field. He's going to get it. Ben Zobrist is there. And Matt Garza has no hit the Detroit Tigers.
It can't happen again, can it?
Swing and a drive. Down the right field line. To the corner. It's gone. Are you kidding me? Dan Johnson with two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the ninth has just hit it out. And the Rays are tied at seven. There's still life.
Here it comes. Swing, a line drive down the left field line towards the corner. This one, it's gone! It's gone! Evan Longoria has just hit the Rays to the American League wild card. All the way to the wall, it's gone! A home run from Mike Brasso and sweet justice in San Diego.
Here's a swing and a drive right center field. Back at it goes, Betts to the wall. Get out of here! It's gone! It's a record-setting ninth home run this postseason for Randy Arozarena.
Swing, line drive, right center. It's a base hit. Kiermaier around third. He scores the tying run. And now they've got a couple to be third and home. The ball gets away. Into score, Arozarena. The Rays have won.
Here's your host, Neil Solons.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our latest edition of our 25th anniversary podcast. On our second program, we're going to focus on a couple of really interesting employees. You know, during the course of the season, we'll have plenty of time to touch on the great stories of the many outstanding players who've come through, including our Hall of Famers in this first class, like Don Zimmer from the administrative side, and Wade Boggs, and Carl Crawford on the playing side, and we'll also talk with Fred McGriff as he goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But there are also some really neat individuals who've worked here for a long period of time. In fact, there are more than 20, 25-plus year employees as we celebrate the 25th anniversary. And I thought that the two individuals on this podcast were really special for a couple of reasons. John Higgins is the first ever employee of the Rays, and he's still here as we speak. He currently is the Senior Vice President of Administration and also General Counsel for the Rays. So we'll chat with him, and we're going to have a conversation with Robert Bennett. Robert is important for a number of reasons. First of all, he's been here 25-plus years. He's Director of Ticket Operations, so he handled a lot that you probably didn't know about or didn't see. And this is also his final year with the Rays. He has announced that he's going to retire at the end of this calendar year. So we'll hear from Robert in just a little bit. But first, let's hear from the first employee of the Rays, John Higgins, about his adventure here with Tampa Bay.
Well, it's fascinating to see kids having grown up with the Rays. There are now young adults who, were born as the Rays were being formed, and like my, both of my boys now are in their, mid 30s or so. And, I remember my eldest son, he played his first game in majors in Little League as a 9-year-old, league age 10, the night before we got the expansion franchise on March 9th, 1995. And I missed his first game in majors because I was in Palm Beach, but I heard it on the telephone, him get his first hit and all that stuff. And so they, you know, both of them and their friends have grown up as Rays fans most of their lives, and it's pretty special to see that.
If I would have told you at the time you were going to be a 25-plus-year employee, what would you have told me?
I think about that all the time in the context of the use agreement on the stadium and the like. I negotiated the use agreement with the city back in 95. And if you had told me that I'd be, you know, now 28 years in from that time period and where we're now pressed for time to build a stadium before the lease runs out in 2027, I would have said not a chance. I wasn't thinking anywhere near, you know, down that road. It was, you know, let's take it one day, one season at a time.
What do you remember most about being the first or the first employee with the organization and what those early years were like?
I remember the first day walking into, the office and literally we had, you know, nothing, we didn't have health insurance. I didn't have office supplies, that kind of thing. But then, it got a lot more serious than, you know, going out and buying paperclips and like it got real serious. I remember the first real significant task Mr. Namoli gave me, and I had been working on it, you know, for some time, but was to give him a memo that laid out, in my opinion, the candidates to be our first general manager. And, I had been keeping track of that, through, you know, Baseball America and just talking to people in baseball and that kind of thing. And, I'm pleased to say that in my memo, and I'm pretty sure I still have a copy of it, in that memo, X number of people I listed, and it wasn't a dozen people, but I had in that list, the person we ended up hiring, Chuck Lamar, and also the runner up for the position as well. But that was the most important thing, because the way baseball awarded the franchises to ourselves in Arizona is, you know, we had to participate in the draft in the next year, 1996, and we had to field two minor league teams and the like. And so we needed to get started in being ready to, you know, to draft players and to sign players and field teams. We ended up hiring Chuck. I think, you know, we got the franchise on March 9th. I started around April 1st and the like. And I think we ended up hiring Chuck after the interviews with him and assorted other people, you know, in July and the like. And so there, and then right away, you know, Chuck brought a couple of guys with him from the Braves, and he started out hiring people. And one of the neat things about it is just meeting the people when they came in for the interviews, and, you know, giving any thoughts to good candidates. And then when we started hiring on the business side, you know, we do the same. Chuck would meet these people and provide his two cents on things like that. You know, amazingly, quite a few of those people that we hired in 1995 are still around. Mitch Lukovich, he and I were the ones that upper management asked to to coordinate the efforts to find a, you know, a new spring training site with the damage at Charlotte Sports Park. And so, you know, Mitch and I made the first, made the first trip, you know, right before Thanksgiving to Wide World of Sports to check that out and like. And, you know, now Mitch is going to be on site throughout spring training and is going to be overseeing it now that, players are starting to report, you know, as we speak. So it's pretty neat. And then there's a whole bunch of people on the business side, you know, likewise, you know, Bill Weiner was one of the first people I brought in. I knew Bill, he and I were at the same law firm before I, before I came on board. And, you know, I hired Bill along with, 11 other folks to be the first people that would, meet with people that were on the season ticket reservation list to, to pick out their seats and the like. And, you know, Bill now is vice president, you know, overseeing, you know, all matter of important stuff and the like.
So you look back at a group that was in the dozens and now you're many hundreds of employees. What are you proudest of as you look back?
I'm proud of the great organization that we've managed to build, and I played a very, very small part in that, but we have hired an awful lot of good people both at the very beginning and all along. And there's some of my reading about corporate culture and the like, one of the things that the experts talk an awful lot about is, in order to have a good organization, you have to have trust. I have complete trust in everybody I deal with. And, you know, I deal with just about every department on almost a daily basis throughout the organization. And, some of the people I know better than others and some I'm getting to know. But it's been years and years and years, you know, since there was anybody here that I didn't have complete and complete trust in what they tell me and the like, which is important when, you know, I get documents sent to me to review and for us to obligate ourselves to that, you know, that I have complete confidence in what I'm being told by my teammates.
On a personal level, is there anything in particular that stands out that you're personally most proud of in your 25 plus years here?
That's an interesting question. I think I've worked hard for 28 years with the Rays and the like, and I try and view my role as a senior citizen almost, and which is funny because I was always the youngest one in my class growing up because I have I started school early, and so I went from being the youngest and now to be a senior citizen. But I really enjoy, and of course, you know, sports teams have a lot of young people working here, and I enjoy working with them. I enjoy learning from them. I enjoy, imparting any knowledge I can. And I have a mindset that I try and learn new stuff every day and the like, you know, to continue to get better. I when I find myself not having that, not having that goal of constant improvement and the like, it may be time to join most of my friends that I grew up with in retirement. But I have no desire to do that and the like. I enjoy my job. It's a fantastic place to work with great people.
What do you enjoy most about it, and what are your best memories of what went on the field here?
The thing I like the most about it, and I get asked this question a lot. I give a lot of talks to groups, law students, just regular students and whatever. The thing I enjoy the most about my job is the diversity of it and the like. I remember for a speech I gave, a number of months ago. That was one of the things, you know, what do you do? And so in the two or three days in the run up to giving the speech, I actually, you know, took out a legal pad, and I made note for over the 2 days prior of the different things I did and the different departments I dealt with during that 2 days, and they were fairly typical. And you know, I probably during that 2 days, you know, worked with, you know, close to a dozen of the departments that, you know, that we have on field. I'll never ever forget 2008. It was just really special. And it was the first year we had any success. If my memory serves me right, it was the first year we had a winning season, for goodness sakes. And quite frankly, it was tough to suffer through the, you know, the years from 98 through 2007 and the like with, you know, with the losing. I'm a really competitive person, always have been, still am, and you don't like to lose, even though there's not much I can do about it. I'm not out there, you know, I'm not out there playing and the like. I'm not out there coaching. You know, you play the game as you watch it, along with the, you know, the players and coaching staff and the like. And it was just so great. It was 2008 was such a magical season, and you know, and being able then to, you know, to go on the road with the playoffs, and you know, go to Chicago, met some friends from that I went to college with, and you know, we went to the games together, and going to Boston and then Philadelphia and the craziness with the weather up in Philadelphia and then that kind of thing. It was just really neat and like.
And you mentioned Mitch, but who else are you closest to over the years that you've worked with this organization?
I mentioned Mitch. I was very close with Chuck Lamar, and like we got to be, you know, very 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 good friends and the like, and all on the business side. You know, again, as I said, I knew Bill Weiner. You know, we were at the same law firm for a number of years, and close with Bill. Jennifer Tran was, you know, she was an intern and like working with Cass Halpin and like when I got here, they were both working for the city, and then eventually we brought on board all the city people and like, you know, Cass Halpin and I are very close and have been from the very beginning. You know, Diane Villanova, who, you know, who retired not long ago, she and I were very, 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 very close and the like. But, you know, again, I really enjoy all the people and the like that I work with.
And obviously this place has been a family affair for you. What has this meant to your entire family? Because I'm sure with kids, with grandkids, there have been plenty of memories at the ballpark.
Oh yeah. You know, my grandson is going to be amazingly 14 in May. And, you know, he lives his life around the Rays. And like we kind of joke every time he's had a favorite player, the players ended up getting traded and the like. But that's the nature of the Rays, and so he goes and finds a new favorite player. But you know, they are always at the ballpark. They love coming out, you know, when they can. You know, both he and his sister live very very busy lives. But when they can, they're, you know, they come out to the ballpark an awful lot. You know, the whole family, you know, loves it. You know, one of my regrets is, you know, both of my parents passed away after I had joined the Rays, but before we, you know, started playing in 98. And so they never got to come to a Rays game, which was, again, one of the things that, you know, I regret that they never had that opportunity, but they also were very, 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 very proud of, you know, my joining the Rays and again playing a, you know, playing a small part in the establishment of the Rays and getting things started.
And John, is there a certain level of pride for you just in being the first and still being on board?
Oh yeah, when we do the anniversaries, at the employee meetings of how many years each person has been with the organization, I know I'm always going to be the first one that they say, you know, John's been here 28 years, last year 27 years, and that kind of thing. So yeah, there's a pride to it and the like, and you know, I'm forever thankful that Vince Namoli gave me the opportunity and the like and all, and I was quite content. When Vince and I had that discussion a couple of days after we got the franchise, I was quite content to hopefully continue to do, the team's legal work, from my law practice and the like and do that. But he, in his corporate world, he told me he always had a general counsel and the like, and he asked me if I wanted to come on board, and he said, I'm looking to you to do more than just the legal work. He knew that I had been a CPA and had practiced accounting, before I went to law school, and I had gotten to know his brother Ray, who was going to be our CFO, and we had asked about being close. There was no one I was closer with, with Ray for the first few years until he passed away in '96 and the like. But Vince said, I want you to work with Ray and get this thing started. And then when Ray passed away, he asked me to take over Ray's duties as CFO and the like, which I did, for the next 10, 12 years or so, and until we hired Rob Gilardi to take over those duties and the like. And also, yeah, there is a pride there. And again, I wouldn't have had the opportunity if it were not for Mr. Namoli.
Well, congratulations on all the years to date, and we appreciate you sharing some stories with us.
Neil, it's great, and it's great always to work with you and the like. You do a great job for us, and I can't be more pleased to be your teammate and to listen in on what a great job you do, as do all of our on-air personalities, and quite frankly, it's been great to get to know all of them over the years, and they couldn't be more kind and considerate whenever I do see them and I thank you and them for all of that. It's just another example of just what a great organization we have, that such great people are here, and their longevity, your longevity, their longevity is a testament to that.
That's John Higgins, certainly a gentleman, and great to chat with him, as he is the first employee the Rays ever had and still on board as Senior Vice President of Administration and General Counsel. And as mentioned, there are more than 20
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Employees of the Rays who've been with the organization now for 25 plus years, among them Robert Bennett, Director of Ticket Operations. He is retiring, as mentioned, the end of this calendar year, and I asked him what it means to be a 25 plus year employee.
It means a lot. It means I was here from the beginning. which is something special. There's not many of us still around from the beginning. And it's not only that, I've been at the building here for 32 years. So it's been quite a journey.
And we'll touch on some of that journey, but let's walk back. What do you remember about when you were first hired to work for the then Devil Rays? And what do you remember about your first days here?
It was exciting. Anytime you get on with a major league franchise, it's there's an excitement about it. It's something I always wanted to get into. And when you think about it, there's only about 30 people that do my job in the country. So it's special. And we were going through construction at the time here to get ready for the season, and it was interesting working during a construction site.
So I'm sure you have some good stories, and maybe we'll get into some of those too. But how did you, what's your background? How did you eventually get into the line of business you're in, and was Florida home, or did you end up here basically because of baseball?
No, I born and raised in New Orleans. I was the general manager for Ticketmaster in New Orleans, and I wanted to get on with a major league franchise, football, baseball, basketball, whatever. And at the time when I came here, the facility was up for both hockey, expansion hockey and baseball, and wound up the Lightning got the hockey one, but they played in Tampa. And we missed out on the baseball. So we did a lot of shows here at what was then the Suncoast Dome. Then we got hockey over here. The Lightning played a few years here. And that was exciting to get them over here. And then we closed the doors and started the construction here for Tropicana Field. And I was fortunate that the Rays brought me on when they came to be.
So do you have either a special story about maybe when you got the news that you were hired here, or maybe just a fun story about what the construction was like? Because I'm sure that had to be interesting too.
Yeah, the excitement. I was doing a lot of work for Mr. Namoli when I was with the city. So kind of knew that eventually I would come on, but it just took a little while. And it was actually John Higgins who hired me. So full circle there with the other interview you're going to be doing. But it was just great. It was a dream that was my dream to get on with a pro team. And we got there. So family was happy. I was happy.
So this is, though, your final year. When did you decide that was to be, and why did you decide now was the right time?
Yeah, this is my last year. I decided 2 years ago or 1 year ago to hang up the cleats, so to speak. It's just my wife's retired, and I'm hitting that age and ready to enjoy life. Life past baseball.
And your wife, Linda, she has actually worked here at Tropicana Field for several seasons now, right?
Yeah, she's been a fan host. She started as a fan host here about 6 years ago, I think. And the last 2 years, I believe, she's been up in press dining with you guys, taking care of y'all.
What has that been like? Maybe not necessarily working together, but at least working in the same building.
Yeah, you know, we work long days. It's for us, it's day and night through the game. And Linda was at home looking for something to do. So she said, oh, why don't I come down and work at the Trop, work the games while you're working. So it works out good. We get to go home together. But she thoroughly enjoys working with the media.
And obviously you have enjoyed working on the ticket side for many years. What are your best memories? What have you enjoyed most about your time here?
Yeah, the fact of seeing thousands and thousands of people over the years come in to have a good time. And that's what we're here for. the baseball team does their part, but there's a lot behind the scenes, as you well know, that goes into making the fan experience a great one. And seeing the kids, the parents, the grandparents, enjoying the game, that's the most satisfying.
And from a baseball standpoint, what are your best memories here?
Yes, I was thinking about that. Definitely Game 7 in 2008 against Boston. It was crazy in here. Never expected to make it that far, and then we made it to the World Series. So that was, I'd say, top of the list. Game 162 was a crazy night. Yeah, I'm picking all the big ones. but the first game back in 98, it's a blur now. But that night, it was just a crazy night. You know, the first night the building was open to the public, reopened to the public. And just making sure everything was in place and ready. So,
what will be... or who are the people that you're either were closest to that have already moved on or are still here? And what do those folks mean to you?
There's a lot. We've worked with a lot of people over the years. Back when I came here in 91, Cass Halpin was an administrative assistant, and she took care of all my travel to come in from an interview. So I've known Cass for way number of years. I've worked with Karen Jones and Ken Mallory for 26 years now. They've been on my staff, and I've been very fortunate to have them on my staff. They're great people. John Higgins comes to mind. People who are no longer here. I'm always thankful to Vince Namoli for bringing me in. Rick Nafe was a very close friend of mine. Scott Kellyman. It's way too many to list.
And I'm sure for you this place has been family, but you also have your own family. What will it mean? I would guess you've got kids, grandkids that you're going to get to spend a little more time with?
Yeah, we have two girls and we have two grandkids, and definitely looking to spend more time with them. We're going to be doing a lot of traveling. Linda and I, we love traveling. So we're going to pack up and go and do as much as we can while we can do it.
So what's where have you enjoyed traveling most? And are there particular places on the list that you're hoping to see next?
Yeah, we love cruising. We've just got off a cruise this morning. At the end of this year, we're taking a cruise to Hawaii. So first time going to Hawaii. And then next year, we're doing a cruise to Alaska. So we're looking forward to that. And eventually, we're going to jump over to Europe and travel over in Europe and see that.
Very nice. On the baseball side, will we see you at games once retirement hits?
Absolutely. It's a part of me. So I'm going to keep coming to the games. It's good that they're staying in the area, and I can continue seeing them. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have a favorite Ray that you've gotten to watch over the years, or favorite few Rays that kind of hit? Because a lot of the games, I'm guessing you don't even get to see when the team's home because you're working behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely watch them when they're on the road, and I've got the TV in here in my office while I'm working, so we do get to watch all the games. Rocco Baldelli, I think, is my favorite. Evan Longoria, yeah, I'm picking all the big ones. And Ben Zobrist, I was a big fan of Ben.
Well, congratulations on 25 marvelous years. Let's hope this one goes as smoothly as possible, and congratulations on your retirement as well.
Thank you, Neil.
Greatly appreciate the time with Robert Bennett and also John Higgins. And again, we'll be hearing from all of those 25-plus-year employees during the course of this calendar year. We're also going to hear from, again, many of the players who've made these 25-plus years special, and we also want to hear maybe some stories that you have that we don't know about. Perhaps someone who became married during the first season of the Rays, and the Rays have been what they revolve around in terms of their baseball lives, or maybe there's an individual you know that was born in the year 1998, the first year of the Rays, and was named Ray or Rayanne and became a big Tampa Bay fan. Whatever it may be, you can always pass along your ideas, your thoughts, by tweeting us at Neil Solons or at Rays Radio. Stay tuned. We'll have plenty of podcasts to come throughout the course of the season. For sure, we'll have one that first weekend when Don Zimmer is inducted into the Rays Baseball Hall of Fame. Thanks so much for listening. We will chat with you soon.